Front of the Father in the angelic form. They are seeing the Father and they are also listening. Both the gatherings are one more beautiful than the other. More lovelier than the other. In everyone's heart today, Brahma Baba's remembrance is in an emerged form because in the drama, Brahma Baba has a special role. All have great love in their hearts for Brahma Baba. Why? Because even Brahma Baba has great, great love for each of the children. Just as all of you remember the virtues and divine acts of Brahma Baba, which he did in his corporeal form, in the same way, even Brahma Baba sings the praise of you, of the virtues and the services of you children. This is why so are you able to hear the voice of Brahma Baba? Right, from Amrit Vela whatever sweet talks or sweet complaints you give to Baba, that Brahma Baba hears and keeps smiling. And in what words does he praise you? He says, how great are my long lost, now found, lovely children. The children who are going to glorify the Father, how great you are. What pure expectation Brahma Baba has in all of you, do you know? Do you know what Brahma Baba expects from you? What hopes he has from you? He wishes he wishes that each child should reveal the qualities of the Father from his face, though each one's face is different, but from the faces of all of you, Baba's face, Baba's qualities should be visible. Whoever comes in your contact or relationship should, on seeing you, forget me, but in you see the Father. He should be able to visualize the Father in you. Only then the time will come to a close. Let the sound come from each one's heart
Our Father has come. He is my Father. Not that he is the father of the Brahma Kumaris, but he is my Father. This sound should be heard only when everyone says from his heart, my Father. Only then this sound will beat like drums and spread in all four directions. Whatever means of signs there are today, through those means or equipment of signs too, this sound will be heard. My Father has come. My Father has come. Whatever you are doing and whatever you have done up to now has been very good. However, now, the same sound should be heard everywhere in the form of bells or drums that the Father has come. This is called the clear revelation of the Father, a visible revelation of the Father. At present, you have become famous, no doubt. Your name has become well known. The first step is this, that your name has become well known, that the Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris are doing something good. They praise the university, your activities, and express their happiness. They do understand too that the task which is being done here is not possible by anyone else. They have at least reached to this stage. It has become clear
that
if this point has become clear in them and you are praised in this way in all four directions, however, Bap Dada have come. That is, the Father has come. That point is still to be cleared. The curtain is opening very, very gradually. It's slightly opened only. And however, it's not very, very distinct, very clear. They know that the backbone of you people is a big authority, but that one is Bap Dada, that is God, the Father. And we also have to claim the inheritance from the Father. This point is still to become clear, because only then they will understand it faster and become zealous and enthusiastic after that. Now they have taken one step forward in the form of giving you cooperation. So the one step has moved forward. That is, they are being inspired to help you. Now, the second step is that they themselves should become enthusiastic to claim the inheritance. Only when they take both the steps, that is, when both the steps will meet, then the drums will beat, the trumpets will blow in all four directions. Which trumpets? Which music? My Baba. Not your Baba, but my Baba. Just as they praise your work, your activities, similarly, they should dance and sing the praise of the Karan Karavanhar. Well, that is also going to happen. Well, if you are able to visualize this type of scene until in your heart, in front of you, because Bap and Dada, Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba, both have come to give you the inheritance. They have come to give inheritance to all the children, whether it is of Mukti or of Jivan Mukti. Whatever it may be, but everyone is going to get the inheritance. Nobody will be devoid of it because the Father is the master of the unlimitedness. He is the Father in an unlimited way. This is why the unlimited ones, the unlimited have to take the inheritance. But this is possible only when they recognize the Father. Even if not everything, at least they should recognize that the Father has come. Even if they are not able to finish all their sins through the power of yoga, at least through some or the other type of little bit of recognition even, they will be able to claim the inheritance to some extent. Just as you have the determination to take the full inheritance from the Father, and it is going to happen surely soon. Similarly, the thought that all your brothers and sisters too should claim the inheritance, this good wishes, pure feelings, for everyone should come in your heart. Does it come in your heart like that? That all your brothers and sisters also should claim the inheritance from the Father just as you are claiming. So Yes, everyone said. Then, when will the good wishes and pure feelings materialize? When will it happen? You have to fix the date for that in your heart first. Before it is fixed in the whole gathering, it should be first fixed in your heart and then in the gathering. And if you do that, then the date of destruction will also become clear automatically. You don't have to worry about that. Do you feel mercy? Or do you think, well, why should we care much? We are claiming the rights, the inheritance, and therefore we are happy about that only. Of course, you should be happy, you should be satisfied, but you have to have mercy and on the unlimited world too. The other souls you have to have mercy on, because when you have mercy on others, then you will have mercy on yourself first before that. And if you do good, then you won't have to struggle so much to make hard efforts. You will become master, merciful. You will become master, compassionate, merciful, compassionate, sympathetic. So become all that. Emerge these qualities in you. When you have mercy on others, then you will have mercy on yourself automatically. Bap Dada has told you earlier also that what is it which Baba does not like to be in you? What is it which Baba does not like to be in you? Baba does not like seeing you working very hard or laboring or battling. Baba does not like to see that in you. Baba addresses you as his yogi children, not soldier children, but yogi children. And in Hindi, they are rhyming words, yogi and soldier is yodha. So not soldier children, but yogi children. If you say you are soldiers, that means you have to battle all the time. Do you like to battle? You yourself get confused and you still continue to battle. Today you make a promise that from now onwards I will not battle. And after some time, instead of becoming a yogi, you become a soldier. Why does this happen? you battle, this then Vaktada begins to feel that you love to battle. You don't like yoga, but you like to do battle, you like to fight. So what will you do from today? Will you become soldiers, yodha, or will you become constant yogis? That so many 18 Januaries have passed. Many 18 Januaries have passed, haven't they? And Brahma Baba is invoking you still. What does Bab Dad expect? He wants you to become like him and reach the subtle regions. Don't you like the subtle regions? Or you like to battle? Is this what you like? No, don't fight, don't do a battle. From today onwards, stop battling. Can you do it? Can you do it? Say yes, and everyone says yes. Those at the back say, and everyone says yes. Those in the middle said it, but what about those at the back now? Those at the back say it too. There is a fly moving around the face, and Baba is saying this fly also likes it very much. Now then go back and write a letter to Baba. Baba, Maya came and I had to fight back to drive it away. Don't write such letters. To some, it is their own Maya which comes to them, and to some others, they are influenced by the Maya in others. It's not their own Maya, but it's the Maya of others, and they become influenced by that and begin to question why this, why that. They bring the Maya of others in themselves. Don't do this too. It is the father's task to save everyone from Maya, what you have to do is that you just become a fast effort maker yourself. Then, through your vibrations, your attitude, your pure feelings, your good wishes, the Maya in others will also run away or be driven away easily. If you go into questions of why and what, then neither will the Maya in you go nor the Maya in others will go. This is why just as in the new year you bid goodbye to the old year, didn't you? You won't say it's 96 now, if you say it's 97. If by mistake someone says the year 96 is going on, you say no, it's not 96, it's 97. Similarly, the questions like why, what, when, how, all these questions or words should be given goodbye. You should bid them goodbye. Don't have question mark, but apply a dot. Because if you apply a question mark, it means at that very moment, the count of waste begins. And when the account of waste begins, then strength, power finishes. And where strength or power finishes, then Maya attacks in different forms, in different circumstances, and makes you its customer. And what do you become then? Yogis or soldiers? So don't become soldiers. Did you promise firmly? Or did you just say yes because Baba told you to say yes? Did you promise firmly? Or when you go back to your places, you'll become weak again. Will you become weak again? Little bit weak? No, not at all. What are the Shaktis saying? Will you become little weak? No. Only if you are not saying yes, it means that you will become somewhat weak, is it? Do you doubt yourself? Do not say yes. Say yes or no. So, they are saying that they will be firm. And Baba says, be careful, your photo is coming on the TV. Then Baba will send you the TV cassette.
Jai 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 Jai
Because Bapdada has great love for everyone, for every child, whether he's a new one or an old one. The one who says, my Baba, not just says, but even if he accepts, yes, my Baba, and he is acting according to that, then Bapdada has great love of the heart for the child. He doesn't say it for the sake of saying only, but he really has great love for that child, because Bapdada sees wonderful activities or acts of the children. One day they say to Baba, Baba, you're so sweet, you're so sweet, you are everything for me, I don't know what, in what words to express my love for you. You are my only world, you're the only one who belongs to me. So they speak such sweet words, and then after 2 or 4 hours, if something comes in their way, then the ghost comes. So it's not that circumstance comes, but a ghost comes. And Baba Ghanim words, path is some like circumstance and truth is ghost. So Bapdada has the photo of all of you, your photo in which you are under the influence of a ghost. As well as the other photo, you know, in Bhakti there's a temple of Shiva, the name of which is Bhutnath, the Lord of the Ghosts. So Shiva is also remembered as the Lord of the Ghosts. And Baba watches your game, how the ghost comes and you try to drive it away. Some get so frightened and then get disheartened after that. And then Bapdada feels that now this child has become unconscious and someone should go to him and awaken him, make him smell the herb so that he awakens. But then they are so unconscious that they don't even become aware that someone has come to awaken them. So don't be like that. Don't become completely unconscious. Keep some consciousness in you at least. Because if you have some consciousness at least, then you will be saved. So today Brahma Baba was seeing the result of each child. You call today's day as the day of remembrance or the day of power. So Brahma Baba was finding out how many days of remembrances you have already celebrated, but to what extent you have also become powerful. so many days of remembrance, like every year, 18 January, we have been celebrating, but how far have we become powerful? According to the present result, you already have become knowledgeful of Maya. Yes, even that is necessary to become knowledgeful of Maya. You have to be knowledgeful of Baba, that is, have knowledge of Baba, as well as have knowledge of Maya. So in this way, how many have become knowledgeful? Knowledgeful of Maya means the one who recognizes Maya even from a distance. He wrote beforehand that a big test paper, a big test is going to come. But he is alert much before that and becomes powerful before he has to face it. What you write in your letters, you give the news that Baba Maya came and I drew it away. I chased it away. But why did Maya come at all? Does it mean that you still have given permission to Maya to come to you? Have you permitted it to come to you sometimes? Have you permitted it? Can anyone come without permission? If someone does come without permission, is he allowed? Hope you don't have mercy on Maya and say, poor Maya, it has been in my companion for half a kalpa. Do not have mercy on Maya. At least, first of all, have mercy on so many unlimited souls. If you really want to have mercy, then have mercy on souls, not on Maya.
First or second number, 50-50.
So Baba, observe that.
First or second.
That 50% were first and 50% were second. However, Baba is very pleased about one thing. Baba is pleased to see that they do, that they will definitely become victorious because of their love for Baba. Let the tilak of victory be so clearly visible on your forehead that everyone should experience that truly these ones are the victorious jewels. Bhaktada has told you earlier also that in the final study, every child has to take 3 certificates. Every child has to claim 3 certificates. One certificate is from the self. One should be satisfied with the self. This is the first certificate to claim from the self. And second, the certificate of satisfaction from the father. That is, the father should be satisfied with you. And thirdly, the satisfaction certificate from the family when you come in their contact and relationships. That is, they also should give you the certificate. So in this way you have to claim 3 certificates. Only when you get all the 3 certificates, it will be said that your study is over. Your study is completed. Don't think that, well, Baba is satisfied with me is enough. Of course, Baba is satisfied with you. But you have to take all the 3 certificates. Just one certificate won't do. Therefore, check how many certificates have I claimed out of the 3. Yes. You cannot get anything without the father, but you can get a lot. You can get a lot through the certificate from the family. The one who gets the certificate from the family, then you should understand that as many Brahmins are going to be satisfied with you, that many Bhagats also will be satisfied with you and they will worship you with great love. It won't be namesake worship by them. They will worship you from the heart. As much as you get the certificate of satisfaction from each one, that will be like being worthy of worship or being worship worthy by each one, because certificate of satisfaction needs to become praiseworthy and worshipworthy. That much respect you will get. As much the souls in the Brahmin family will have respect and regard for you in their hearts, that much when it will be in bhakti, when your images will be worshipped, that much regard and respect you will get from your bhagat. So, you have to actually make the fortune or the create the fruit for the whole kalpa. It isn't that you create the fruit only for half a kalpa of golden age and silver age when you will rule, but you have to create the fruit of even copper age and iron age when you will be worshipped. Therefore, do not think that you are not concerned with the family. Don't think that you are concerned only with the father. Because as much the father has love for the whole family, hasn't the father great love for the family too? Or is it that the Baba has love only for himself? No, Baba has love for the whole family. Similarly, you have to follow the father. You saw in Brahma Baba, didn't you, that whatever type of child would come in front of him, Baba would give him instructions, would tell him what he was supposed to do as a bestower. But along with instructing him, he would also share so much love. And the sign of love is not external love. It's not love visible only externally by embracing one another. But the sign of love is that however a soul may be, whatever type of soul it may be, but with one's good wishes and pure feelings, whatever soul the other may be, however much that soul may be under the influence of Maya, but you can change that soul. You should not have hatred for that one, that this one is not going to change. This one is like that. No. As you have been told, the need at the moment is to be merciful. There are many children who, because of their weakness, are not able to cross their big tests which come in front of them. Therefore, you have to cooperate with them, not only with instructions. These days, no one likes to hear instructions unless it is told with love and mercy. So instructions don't work, as seen in the result everywhere. But along with instructions, There should be pure feelings, good wishes, mercy. These work easily. You saw it in Brahma Baba, didn't you? That how Brahma Baba knew very well that since a child has made a mistake, Baba knew it very well. But in spite of that, Baba did instruct that soul, but then with great mukti, and then he would give so much love that it would make the other one feel that Baba has so much love for me, and really Baba wants me to change. So because of the love being received also, the mistake is realized faster. Today you all remembered Brahma Baba, didn't you? Now you have to follow the Father. Do you have the courage to become like the Father? You want to become like the Father? Those at the back are raising their hands. Congratulations for your courage. Bap Dada already hears your claps of happiness. You clap with great joy and they begin to clap. So you clap with great joy, but even before you clap physically, the clapping going on in your heart reaches the Father first. Bap Dada is telling you one amazing thing. There was a heart-to-heart conversation of Brahma Baba with Shiv Baba, and Brahma Baba said, that I am date conscious about one thing. Well, to the children, the father says, do not be date conscious. But Brahma Baba is date conscious about one date. Which is that? That when will my children that is each child become jivan mukta, liberated in life. Do not think that you will become jivan mukta at the end.
Jivan mukta ka
You need to have a long time practice of Jivan Mukti stage. Because only the long time practice of Jivan Mukti stage will give you a long period of sovereignty in golden age in Jivan Mukti world. If at this time you become Jivan Mukti, that is liberated in life, then the influence of you, who are Jivan Mukti, will have its impact on those who are in bondage, that is Jivan Bandh, and it will liberate them from their bondage. Don't you want to do this service? You want to do it, is it not? Don't you want to do this service? So you have to give an answer to the Father who is date conscious. When will that date come? When you all will become the Jivan Mukti. No bondage whatsoever. It's not a long list which you have to be freed from. It's not a long list of bondages. You make a long list of bondages. When you give classes, you make a long list of bondages. However, Bab Dada says, the Father says, the root of all the bondages, one is body consciousness. It is the root of all the bondages. All the bondages come because of body consciousness. When no body means no bondages. So, at present, the consciousness of I am a teacher, I am a student, I am a server. Instead of thinking all that, right from Amrit Vela, you have to practice that I am an elevated soul. I have come from above. Into this old world, into the old body, only for the sake of service. I am a soul. This lesson has to become more firm. Inculcate the consciousness of a soul and then this consciousness of soul will help you to be in the Father's remembrance and that will finish off all your sins and free you. This consciousness has to be in you in every action. You need to be aware of this more. see Brahma Baba learned the lesson of the soul so firmly, so strongly in him right from the beginning. At the beginning, he used to practice soul consciousness even by writing on walls, and he used to have the consciousness by at that time of looking at his relatives, his family members. He would say, this one is a soul, that one is a soul, that one is a soul, and he used to write in his notebooks, so and so is a soul, a soul, a soul. Have you learned this lesson of the soul in this way? Have you learned this lesson that much, to that extent? I am a server. This lesson you have learned very well. But the soul is the server. If you think in this way, then we'll become Jivan Mukt. Descend into your body every day from above and say to yourself, I am an incarnation. I have incarnated from above into this body. A soul having incarnated into this body. Then this consciousness will not make you battle any longer. Soul is a point, is it not? Then all things will finish. A point will be applied, like a full stop applied to everything. Which soul am I? Think of a new title every day and become conscious of that during the whole day. You have a long list of titles, don't you? So every day, think of a new title and be conscious of that. I am such and such elevated soul. Is this easy or is it difficult? If the soul is in its dot stage, then the drama will also be understood as a dot, and it will help you, and you'll be able to give a full stop to the circumstances, to the situation easily. Then you'll become a point yourself and go back to Paramdham as a point. You all want to go back, don't you? Or do you want to go straight to heaven from here? We want to go back to Paramdham first. First, you want to go home, or do you want to go straight to the kingdom? You want to go home, is it not? You want to go home with the Father first, is it not? Or do you want to go straight away to the kingdom? You won't even care for the Father. So become a point along with the Father, who is a point, and go with him back home. You will not get the passport for the kingdom. Unless you go to your home first. When you go to Paramdham, you will automatically get the passport for going to your kingdom. There won't be need for anyone to give the passport to you. And as much closer you will be to the Father. That much earlier you will come from Paramdham into your kingdom. Who will be the first soul who will go from Paramdham to the golden age? With whom you want to go to the golden age? Brahma, with Brahma Baba's soul, is it not? All of you will go to the kingdom also together with Brahma Baba, is it not? Or will you come in the second or third birth in golden age? You all want to go to the golden age, is it not? Along with Brahma Baba's soul, that is, you want to take birth at the very beginning of golden age, is it not? You have love for Brahma Baba, don't you? So you want to come back into golden age with his soul, is it not? Therefore, will you tell the date to Bap Dada when you will attain Jivan Mukti? Will you give your date to Bap Dada? Should Bap Dada give the date? Bap Dada will say, become now. Then even Baba will change his consciousness. He won't become date conscious anymore. Did Brahma Baba think about the future? Did he say what will happen tomorrow? No, he surrendered immediately. He was the first one to do the fast efforts. Did he think about tomorrow? Did he think what will happen tomorrow? What will happen to my family? How will it go on? Did he think about that? Whatever is happening today is good, and whatever will happen tomorrow will also be good. This is why he surrendered immediately. It is said to donate instantly is the greatest charity, and he was the first one to do it and became a great soul. So children have to donate instantly. Create the thought and donate instantly. That is, sacrifice immediately. This sacrifice will be the great sacrifice if it is done immediately. When Baba makes you raise your hand, who will come in the first division? All of you raise your hand. Now also if Baba would ask, each one will raise your hand. Bap Dada knows that no one will keep his hand lowered when Baba will ask. So when you do want to come in the first division, then you have to at least follow the one who is coming first. He will be first number. It is easy to follow Father, just copy Brahma Baba. Put your footstep on top of Brahma Baba's footstep. Do you know how to copy? Do you know how to follow? Do you know how to follow? Yes, then follow. What else have you to do? All of you are very happy to see this big gathering, aren't you? You are clapping and they are forgotten, and Baba reminds them that, why aren't you clapping? I am seeing this big gathering. Then they clap only when Baba reminds them. Teach everyone how to clap with one hand, and they say they know it. Now this clapping is good. This is clapping with one hand. Enough. Have all of you come from all zones? Majority from all zones, is it not? But the Ramshlok is saying that Maharashtra, Bombay, it is the largest number. And so many hands from Maharashtra state. Over 2,000 from Maharashtra alone. Yes, this time Maharashtra is instrumental. They were Sevadharis for this group. All of you are serving with great happiness. Do you get sleep? Baba is asking, do you get sleep, or does even the night go in service? Baba is asking this one, Santosh Ben, who is the zone in charge of Maharashtra. Baba is asking us, Yes, day and night they are on service, and Baba says, it's very good, you are creating a lot of charitable acts. You are such servants who are on service all the time, even at night if there is need of service. You are ready, aren't you? Isn't Maharashtra like that? The result is good. Gujarat did it in the earlier meeting, and now Maharashtra is doing it. Each server group has its own speciality. Gujarat also got its turn, did it not? Good. You got a double chance because of the service. You can come in your own turn, and you can also come as a Sevadhari. Who else is here? Karnataka is the second largest zone. Karnataka. Those of Andhra, raise your hand. Andhra Pradesh. There are more mothers in this zone. Who else is there? Delhi. Delhi, raise your hand. Those of Delhi are going to celebrate the finale of the Diamond Jubilee. It's good. It is easy for the voice to spread from Delhi in all four directions. Good. You are doing the task with great courage. And the finale of the Diamond Jubilee is going to take place in a grand way. Which other zone is here? Gujarat, raise your hand. Gujarat is a neighbor. You clap and Gujarat comes immediately. It's like, you know, you clap and your neighbor can hear your clapping. So Gujarat is so close to Abu. You know, call them and they come running. So they are so close. Who else is here? Punjab zone. Punjab zone, raise your hand. Eastern zone, Bengal, Bihar, Assam, Odisha, Nepal, many from Nepal. Assam or Sudhita, many have come from Assam. Those from Assam, raise your hand. These are northeastern states of India. Indore zone, raise your hand. UP, Uttar Pradesh, raise your hand. Few. Very good. Nepal zone. Tamil Nadu and Kerala. Rajasthan, what about double foreigners? That's not been mentioned. Double foreigners, yeah, I should say double foreigners. Agra zone. Double foreigner should say. Madhuban Nivasi, raise your hand. Double foreigners. All double foreigners, raise your hand. All double foreigners, raise your hand. Hi. Papa's not looking on this side, huh? There. Raise your hand high, double foreigners. The double foreigners are the decoration of the Madhuban gathering. The double foreigners are the decoration of Madhuban gathering. The double foreigners are very clever in giving yad pyar as well as taking yad pyar. Mm-hmm. Bharat is of course Bharat, but double foreigners are no less. They keep sending their remembrance in different forms. Even now, in the new year, many children sent their new year greetings. Especially for this day, 18 January, many children in foreign land, they remember in a very accurate way, in the right method, they send their remembrance from the heart or through their heart. They also send through letters and greeting cards. Bap Dada has received many letters and greeting cards, especially from the double foreigners. So Bap Dada in return gives multi-million times Yaad Pyar and congratulations to the double foreigners. Even now, at many places, the double foreigners are in their angelic form and they have reached Madhuban in their angelic form, and Bap Dada is able to see them here. So, in response to that, Bap Dada gives the remembrance as well as congratulations for the service and the zeal and enthusiasm which they have. At present, the double foreigners have become very well experienced in remembrance and service, and in the future too, they will become more and more experienced. Majority of them have been able to finish their childhood pranks, childhood naughtiness, and more are finishing off their such acts. Shut up. So along with congratulations for the past effort and the enthusiasm which the double foreigners have in them, Bap Dada is also telling them a slogan. Baba is telling them the slogan that are giving them a blessing. May you be always free from the glands of Maya, and may you always be in the eyes of the Father. So when you are in the eyes of the Father, Maya cannot give you a glance. In this way you will be freed from Maya. So be seated in the eyes of the Father, or be merged in the eyes of the Father, and you will be freed from the glance of Maya. This is the best method for your safety.
Acha.
Now, one of you, whoever are sitting here, become bodiless in a second. Become soul conscious in a second. Do not come into body consciousness. I am a soul. And celebrating a meeting with the Supreme Soul. practice in this way again and again, even whilst performing actions. The moment you switch on and in a second you become bodiness. This practice will make you experience the karmatit stage. Okay. To all the powerful souls in all four directions. To all the easy effort maker children who constantly follow Bab Dada. To all the loving, cooperative, server children who are always lost in the love of one father, who have a stable intellect, experience a stable stage, who become a bindu and are ready to go back with the bindu father. Bab Dada's
Yatsya and Namaste.
ओम शांति. बाबा सभी को दृष्टि दे रहे हैं, सब शांति बनाए रखें, कोई भी आवाज
नहीं करें,
सब चुपचाप बैठ जाएं, बाबा से दृष्टि का लाभ लें. सभी अपने स्थान पर बैठ जाएं, टीचर्स बने कोई आगे नहीं जाए, सब बैठ जाएं, कोई खड़ा नहीं होगा.
Chandramal Dadi is hugging Baba, saying, Baba, today is 18th January. Today is 18th January, and she's telling Baba. Everyone celebrated the Day of Remembrance with great love. Dadi is telling Baba.
ओम शांति. ट्रांसपोर्ट के जो सेवाधारी हैं वह गेट नंबर 1 के पास पहुंच जाएं, और आपका इंतजार हो रहा है. और बाबा जब तक हम बाबा से कुछ सुने, उससे पहले एक सूचना है. मधुबन ज्ञान सरोवर और फॉरेनर्स भाई बहने Thank you. अभी हम सभी बाबा से सुनेंगे, कोई आवाज नहीं करे, बाबा बहुत अच्छी बात हमें सुनाने वाले हैं, हमें सबको वरदान मिलेंगे, कोई आवाज नहीं करे, सब बैठ जाएं, टोली बांटने वाले भी शांति से बैठ जाएं, दो मिनट के लिए टोली नहीं बांटे, बैठ जाएं सब टोली बांटने वाले। टोली बांटने वाले कृपया ध्यान दें, जहाँ पर खड़े हैं वहाँ पर बैठ जाइए, टोली बांटने वाले बैठ जाइए। अभी हम सभी बाबा से वरदान लेंगे, कोई आवाज नहीं करे, जो जहाँ खड़े हैं सब बैठ जाएं।
सभी को शांति वन का विशाल हाल पसंद है।
Do all of you like this huge hall of शांति वन? And everyone says yes.
किसने बनाया?
You can't hear? ये सुनाई नहीं देता?
आप सुनाई नहीं देते?
You can't hear me? No? Yes? Okay. So, do you all like this huge Shanti one? And everyone says yes. So, who has made it? And children say Baba. Baba says Baba is of course there, but it is the finger of your cooperation which has made this hall. So, all of you have been instrumental in making this hall. And do you want a hall larger than this? Do you want a hall larger than this? It is good. You slept on the floor and you ate in big places together with so many people. Were you okay? Hope you did not find things uncomfortable. Did you find any trouble? See, you have already gone on so many pilgrimage places, have been to so many melas. And there in those melas, along with the food, they even have to take in mud. They sleep in the mud, they eat the mud. But you got good Brahma Bhojan, didn't you? You got good Brahma Bhojan? Did anyone find any problem in the food here? Hope your health didn't get spoiled. Even those who were sick became all right. Did you become all right? So this Mela in Shanti One, this Shanti One hall will definitely be for the Brahmins, but it will also be for service. A Brahmin means a Sevadhari. So all those who are in your contact or relationship and they want that we too should be given a chance, but because of space we are not able to serve them and bring them here. So now serve with a big heart. And you can serve thousands of people together, because in Mount Abu there is limited space. Here in one big hall, two, three groups can be served together, and yogashiri can be conducted here. You can also hold courses. And along with that, you can also create heirs. It will be easy to create heirs with the sustenance you give here. Because of the atmosphere here and the sustenance given by the experienced dadis will transform them easily.
Program refreshment.
Let one program be for Brahmins, refreshment of Brahmins, the next program of service in different forms at the same time. We can make small groups. In one hall you can, and also you can do service, and also you can keep the people in the big halls, accommodate them there. Just as you have, at this time you yourself have come, now after this, wherever you go, whenever you go out, create souls and prepare them, prepare souls and make them come here. Don't think, oh, such a huge hall, what service can be done here? Don't think like that. This hall can also become small. It can be big, it can be small, because you can get even more people than this. Therefore, do not think about how service will happen here, because through this hall you can create 900,000 souls. Can you do it? Ramesh Bhai is saying, each one, teach one. It's a good idea. Each one should bring one. Just as, I mean, all the number of people you are, if each one brings one, you'll be so many. Each one, teach one. Each one, bring one. So according to the need of the hour, you need to do big service, not small service. Small group services are done on the mountaintop in Mount Abu also, but here you can bring large numbers and create subjects in large numbers. You can also create royal subjects. You can create heirs too. Do you like it? Do you like it? What will you do next time? As many you are sitting here, each one should bring one, so this will become double. than this group. Bring more but not less. I don't know, nice conversation going on between the Dadis and Ramesh Bhai. All of you need refreshment, don't you? Baba's asking the teachers, shouldn't there be bhattis for teachers here? Everyone, you need bhattis for teachers, for the students. So you do bhattis here and you sit up there. No, when you say bhatti, transformation forever. So make such a plan that everyone goes back, please. The ministers, the prime minister, the president, all should take your experience and be influenced by your experience and give you their kingdom. You are to rule, aren't you? You already have the sanskaras of ruling. Don't you? At least the government should say that if Bharat is to be benefited, it will happen only from here. So do fast service. Did you understand? Whatever is still left to be done here in the construction, get it completed soon. All of you work together. And if you come together and lift a mountain, then also you can do it. This is nothing compared to that. Okay. Bap Dada also likes this huge Leela. Children have kept the courage and the father is giving the help.
अभी महाराज जोन की जो ड्यूटीज थी उसमें जिस ड्यूटी को जिन भाई बहनों उसकी केवल लिमिट एक टीचर बहन केवल एक लिमिट टीचर बहन आएगी बाबा से दृष्टि लेके नीचे अपने स्थान पर बैठेगी
महाराष्ट्र जोन ग्रुप हैड
ड्यूटी के निमित्त महाराष्ट्र जोन ने जो ड्यूटीज यहाँ पर की है हर एक ड्यूटी की एक एक ड्यूटी के निमित्त एक एक टीचर बहन लाइन आएंगे दृष्टि लेंगे और नीचे बैठेंगे तो ऊपर कोई नहीं बैठेगा इस बात का आप ध्यान रखेंगे
टेक दृष्टि एंड टेक दृष्टि एंड गो बैक एंड सिट इन द सीट नॉट सिट हियर ओनली
नितिन भाई भी आ जाएं सब ऊपर नहीं आएंगे नीचे से ही
ऑल दिस टीचर्स आर ऑफ महाराष्ट्र
दृष्टि लेकर नीचे ही जाएंगे ऊपर कोई नहीं बैठेगा
कौन?
Thank you.
उतर जाऊं